quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern at Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And my fire alarm is going off right about now. I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to go check that out during the break. I presume the show is on. Lance is here all ready to go. Right, Lance? Actually, you can't talk. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, I may need you early. But anyway, we got a lot to get into here today. Tonight is Raw. No, last night was Raw. I'm all off. I got to find out if my house is burning down. What do we got today, Lance? Raw?
Generally, that's what we do. We discuss Raw and any other news notes that you bring up.
I never have anybody on in this first segment, but I'm just waiting because nothing's happening now. But like, it was going off regularly moments ago, and I don't know why. So we got NXT tonight. We got Dynamite on Wednesday. And then we got a lot of other news as well. FBI claims they stopped planned attacks of UFC Freedom 250. We'll tell you about that. The Liv Morgan, the man accused of stalking her. We've got the update on his legal case. We've got Night of Champions changes, which, quite frankly, don't sound good. We've got an update on Tessa Blanchard, who is apparently leaving TNA, as well as another TNA wrestler who is staying with TNA. And then, of course, we've got the Raw report as well. If you want to text us here today, save the show. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. That is the plan for today. And I'm waiting for Dom to hit that music so I can make sure my house is not on fire. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? SKYRIZI Risen Kizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, SKYRIZI is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. SKYRIZI is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hold on. All right, I'm here. What the heck's going on? So I went and looked around, and there's no evidence of smoke or fire in this house. So I don't know what happened. That thing went off like three times when we were getting ready for the show. Dude, what is that?
Is it in your house or is it feedback electronically?
No, it shouldn't be low battery because low battery is a chirp. It just like goes off like it's not even. And also the low battery would be, you know, a pattern, like every 1 minute it would chirp a couple times. This is the thing actually goes off.
What thing?
The smoke alarm. I don't think that's carbon monoxide.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it a smoke and carbon monoxide thing?
Hey, what can you talk about? Why don't you go talk about something while I see if my...
Okay, sure.
That would suck. Hold on.
Yeah. Brian throwing me under the bus. No notes.
Why don't you talk about... what are we watching today?
Well, I'll manage somehow.
All right. I'll be back.
I'll talk wrestling of some kind. Brian, before break, alluded to the... someone leaving and someone staying in TNA. So I will address that. I have no inside knowledge. I found out about it online, but it appears Tessa Blanchard has asked for her release from TNA and has been granted it. At least what I'm reading. The reason I read online was, she works also with CMLL and they wanted her to commit to one place or the other. And it appears, at least according to reports online, that she has, decided to stay in CMLL. So I don't know if she's done completely as of today or whether she will wrap up in Boston with Slam or Albany when we're doing our next TV tapings. But apparently Tessa Blanchard is moving on from TNA. But former TNA Knockouts World Champion Tasha Steelz apparently has resigned. So she is staying. And if you don't watch TNA regularly, she has been a big part of Order 4 with Mustafa Ali and the Good Hands, along with Agent Zero. So Tasha Steelz staying and apparently Tessa Blanchard leaving. So I don't know if there will be more departures or more incoming, but I guess time will tell. And since I have nothing else to speak of, we can start addressing Raw and hope Brian Alvarez comes back and doesn't end up falling victim to carbon monoxide, which actually would be quite serious, but hopefully that's not the case. Monday Night Raw was from Baltimore. I think we got more name drops of a city than ever before, but I assume LA Knight is from Baltimore, so he was playing that up pretty heavy. Opening segment was, gosh, I think it was like 20 or 30 minutes. Bloodline, Roman Reigns with the Usos and Jacob Fatu. It was pointed out to me. I didn't notice it, but apparently the world heavyweight title that Roman was wearing was the generic one that did not have his OTC side plates on it. I have no idea why that would be, unless he did an appearance somewhere with the his version and forgot to bring it. Maybe when he was at the White House UFC show, he brought his belt and did not get it on the flight and bring it back with him, so they had to use a generic. I don't know. But it was a strong promo segment, went quite long, and I believe this was the one that ended with the celebrity. I don't remember his name, Eric something. I'm assuming an actor, comedian type character. I'm not too up on pop culture, but he was at ringside, and Jacob Fatu decided he was going to murder this poor man. And when all of the agents, producers, security people came to save this poor man's life, Roman came back to do the babyface deed of telling Jacob to not kill this poor man, but then what I assume is a heel turn officially. Roman told Jacob to finish it and hit the big splash off the top rope. And producer slash agent Hurricane Shane Helms had to use his Hurra Speed to jump out of the way as Jacob Fatu murdered this poor comedic actor. And that was the end of our big segment. And it appears the Bloodline are now, I assume, solid heels. They've kind of been walking a fine line with everybody in it, but that's the impression I got from there. I believe next was, oh gosh, hey, Brian's back. Is all good?
I don't know, man. I got like 3 carbon monoxide detectors. They all say 0.
Well, that's good.
So I don't think that's what it is. It sounds like the smoke alarms.
But there's no smoke.
No. And it's random. It just like it freaks out for like 2 seconds and then stops. I guess there's one other thing I could do. There is one window open, so it's possible it's the neighbor's house, but it's awfully loud. It sounds like it's in here. Oh, well, anyway, God. So
I addressed Tessa and Tasha.
Okay.
And I covered the Bloodline segment in the opening of Raw.
So Tessa, yes, no longer with TNA. Dave did an article up on the front page, and he believes that she was, quote, did you talk about this, caught in the crossfire of a wrestling war?
I read that CML wanted her to choose, and she ended up choosing CMLL.
Mm-hmm. It does say here, yes, she'd been competing for both TNA and CMLL. TNA has a relationship with WWE, which owns AAA. CMLL works with AEW, and yes. It says here, Tessa appears to be caught in the crossfire of the wrestling promotional war. TNA doesn't want a wrestler on their TV working for CMLL. They shouldn't care. It's not their war. But wrestling politics are such that people above TNA probably aren't happy a TNA wrestler was on the same show as the wrestlers in the U.S. in CMLL. It was noted Blanchard wrestled an AEW wrestler Persephone in Las Vegas over Mania weekend. I guess there's almost no chance of her being booked with AEW or Ring of Honor talent or on their platforms. In fact, there is pressure on her confirms what everybody already knows about TNA. So basically he's saying that like TNA is doing whatever WWE wants them to do, which I mean it's apparently, I mean, what are you on the show for today? Apparently there's a a deal where if WWE decides they want to buy TNA, they get first dibs. So there's a relationship there, we all know about it, but she appears to be caught in the crossfire. In the end, yes, as you noted, Tasha Steele says, it took me, I would say, a good 48 hours to think about it. One thing about me is I'm a loyal girl. I'd like to stay loyal. I know this Knockouts division from day one has helped me and a lot of women in the division helped me, and there's no way I can turn my back on these ladies, so I have to stick around. I would have to say me branching out on my own, because it was when I was with Kiera. We were a tag team champions at the time. She wasn't sure whether she was going to stay or go. I didn't think about, hey, what will happen if I'm all by myself? I would just think, hey, listen, we're going to be together. She's going to stick around. But when it actually happened, I had to go out there and go in the deep end. I was like, I can't just be another name on the roster. So she is sticking around. One down, one sticking around. A lot of stuff going on with TNA and talent of late. I don't know what to make of everything, really. But you still got a lot of good talent there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And again, we just added Fabian Aichner recently, who's doing quite well. And talent turnover is not new.
No, it's definitely not. All right, we got NXT tonight. Number one contenders match for the NXT North American title. Tavion Heights versus Jackson Drake. Natty versus Jada Parker. Tony D and Naraku have a face-to-face, and the Women's Speed Tournament begins. And then tomorrow for the Dynamite lineup, we got the Owen Hart Tournament semifinal. Mercedes and Hazuki is the tournament match tomorrow. And we had a bunch of tournament matches at Night of Champions, or for Night of Champions. And we now, I mean, we're down to the end of the line here. We've got one finalist for the men, and we will go over the brackets here when we come back from the break. Seems all quiet on the Western Front. But watch as we go to break, it starts beeping again. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, well, haven't heard anything for a while. Thinking maybe one of my smoke detectors might be dying. That might be the problem. Is that maybe why it's freaking out on me?
Could be.
End of life, as they say here. They don't make it easy. I'm also short, so I have to like look up. What is this thing even called?
First they alert? They sell ladders, bro.
I know, but I
as
can't
a
go
short
get a,
person, how do you not? Know
I can't
this?
Go get a ladder during the show. Know what I mean?
Fair.
All right, I'll try and figure this out during the break. Okay.
You have tall friends. Get Vinny to do it.
Are any of them here right now?
Well, he will be this evening.
I don't want this thing going off during the show. That's an irritating. Also making me think I'm going to die of carbon monoxide poisoning here in any second. Even though it's a different alarm. It's about blew my ears out, by the way. I went and tested that carbon monoxide alarm, and golly, that thing was loud. Okay. So, the Liv Morgan stalker situation. First reported by Post Wrestling, a U.S. judge in the Middle District of Florida ruled on Monday that Sean Chan, who was arrested outside of the WWE Performance Center in June of 2025, had reportedly been found not guilty by reason of insanity and would be released into ICE custody. PW Insider now issued an update on the situation, clarifying the status of Sean Chan, what will happen to him going forward. Since there seems to be confusion about this, they wrote a clarification for Sean Chan, who was found guilty, as written by PW Insider, at time of publication, likely meant to read not guilty. By reason of insanity of the charge related to Chan allegedly stalking Liv Morgan, while he was found not guilty. Okay, we got a lot going on here. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. So we've got some typos here and there. Chan remains incarcerated in Hernando County, Florida. He will not be released as he is a Canadian citizen. The judge providing over the case has ordered United States Marshals facilitate Chan be transferred into ICE custody. Once this happened, he will be deported back to Canada. So basically, he was accused of flying to Florida. He's in his 40s. In May of 2025, he went to Liv Morgan's private address. He searched for a spare key, attempted to get in through the front door. At one point, security footage showed him picking up and holding a long air rifle pellet gun that had been left in the porch area. He ultimately did not get into the home, but left a note that claimed he was there, quote, for a friendly visit. Chan included his address and phone number on the note. Kind of made him easy.
Makes arrest easy.
Yep. Days later, he showed up to the WWE Performance Center and was arrested after being recognized by security. Legal process went on for a year. Two psychologists stated that because of his mental condition, Chan was unable to grasp the wrongfulness of his actions. He was diagnosed with delusional disorder, adjustment disorder, with depressed and anxious moods, and he delusionally claimed to have known Morgan and been in a relationship with her. He waived his right to a jury trial prior to today's ruling. He was then found not guilty by reason of insanity. So that is the latest on the Liv Morgan stalker.
And he will eventually be deported to Canada, and yes. I would assume flagged in immigration system so he could never enter the U.S. again. So at least that gets him far away, and I would imagine there'll be some kind of mental hospital incarceration of some kind up here, I would hope.
We've also got WWE making a slight change to the poster for Night of Champions, and this does not sound good, if we're being honest. So they unveiled a poster last week And it featured Cody Rhodes, Rhea, Liv Morgan, and Trick Williams. So they now released a new poster this week, and Rhea is off the poster. She's been replaced by Tiffany Stratton. So she apparently suffered a knee injury, and they talked about it on SmackDown. She's being evaluated and does not look promising. Hopefully her knee is all right, but being off the poster means she's probably off the show. So all the best to Rhea Ripley with whatever's going on with her knee, and hopefully we get a positive report here soon. Also got this, yes, according to the FBI, UFC's Freedom 250 event was the target of, quote, planned attacks stopped in the days leading into the event. Kash Patel sent out a statement on Tuesday saying that on June 10th, the Bureau became aware of a plot that was being planned by individuals from multiple states outside of the Washington, D.C. region. The plot was, quote, stopped cold, with the Associated Press reporting five people arrested. They were from states including Ohio, Missouri, and California. Thanks to the rapid action of this FBI, our partners, and the Department of Justice in a multi-state operation, multiple individuals now in custody. Alleged planned attacks stopped cold. While the result represented the best of investigative work, it was also nothing out of the ordinary for this law enforcement team. Anyway, they wrote a lot of other stuff. The report noted that the plot included explosive drones that were to target buildings in the area of the event. And the plot was foiled, and Donald Trump said it was, quote, a great evening. So there you go. Well, you know, Tom thought it was a pretty great evening as well. As far as like a show, you know, fights and everything like that. And I guess, you know, there was a lot of talk about the doctor. At one point, the doctor wanted to stop a fight, and the ref was like, nope, not happening. And obviously, there was a lot of, you know, it's like the doctor can't stop the fight. And as it turns out, the doctor can advise, but the referee can overrule the doctor. That is the rule. And so
that's insane.
It is completely.
The fighter said he couldn't see. The doctor said stop the fight. And the ref went, nah.
I have not watched a UFC in a long time. And there's a lot of reasons for it. People always ask, why do you watch UFC anymore? I mean, one of them is, I mean, there's just so much wrestling now. It's just too much wrestling. There's so much wrestling I have to watch, and I can't even watch all of it. And I'm not going to add UFC on top of that. You know, I teach jiu-jitsu. I'm there all the time. All I do is watch people grappling. I don't need to see more. I do it myself. I don't need to spend more time watching a bunch of grappling. And then, of course, there's all of the other stuff. Just, there's a lot of stuff about UFC I'm not a big fan of. And it goes all the way back to how stupid all of this weight cutting is. And it's still astonishing to me that here in 2026, there's never been a UFC fighter that has died due to weight cutting. I mean, there are MMA fighters who have died. But, and no one has ever died like in a fight. So, but still, not my jam anymore.
But everything is becoming a full-time job. Like, keeping up on pro wrestling is almost a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. I can tell you that right now.
Keeping up on MMA is almost a full-time job. If you're into Game of Thrones, it's almost a full-time job. Like, there's a saturation of the market with anything you're into, and it gets hard to get into more than one thing.
You know, the other thing is, too, is like, listen, if I went into a UFC fight tomorrow, I'd get killed, okay? I'm not a UFC fighter. I'm 51 years old. But I've been doing jiu-jitsu for 21 years, and at least up here, I got it. And sometimes I watch these fights, and I'm like, I can't watch this. Like, what is happening? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why did you do that? It's hard. It's like people who've been, you know.
It's like me watching
Shawn Michaels
wrestle.
Ain't watching a bunch of matches and just going like, anyway. Not that I'm the Shawn Michaels, but I'm just telling you what's on my mind, everybody. I don't like watching UFC anymore. I'm over it. Got it?
He's a jiu-jitsu snob.
I'm not a jiu-jitsu snob, but like, I can only watch so much stupid stuff before I'm... I hate tournaments. I hate coaching. I hate all of it. God.
Says jiu-jitsu coach Brian.
You know how stupid coaching jiu-jitsu is? Like, it's so stupid. I mean, you sit there, and, like, two people are grappling. And, like, what do you do? Stand on the sidelines and, like, if I yell, hey, there's a triangle right there. Guess what? The other guy knows the guy's going to go for a triangle. What good's that going to do? Or then you see a coach, and he's, like, he's trying to teach the guy jiu-jitsu as he's in the middle of, a competition. You see it in MMA, too. It's, like, the coach is, like, yelling, hey, you know, do this or that. And it's like, you know, you should have learned this before you got in the octagon. You should have learned what a sit-up sweep was before you went to a competition. What am I sitting here telling you how to do a freaking sit-up sweep? God! What do you mean, what if the kid's parents was in this show? I'm not coaching kids at tournaments. I'm coaching grown adults! I just don't like it. I don't like any of it. I don't like anything.
Grumpy Brad
Just Alvarez. A grumpy old man yelling at clouds.
It's a bad day when I'm the happy one.
It really is. You know what's funny, too, what I don't like is this King of the Ring tournament. Actually, if Obafemi wins the King of the Ring tournament and beats Roman Reigns for the title, or Cody, I'll be fine with how this whole tournament went. But after watching Raw, now I'm just figuring that, like, Obafemi's going to get screwed in the finals by Brock Lesnar. And what, Jey Uso's going to win? Jey Uso and what, Cody?
Well, that was the promo when Roman told him to be in King of the Ring and go after the other title.
He did, but, like, Gunther should be beating Cody next week. I think. I guess Gunther could beat Cody, and then Oba could beat Gunther if you wanted, like, hot potato the belt. It's like everything about this tournament is just so weird. They build up all these different things, and then they yank it out. Like,
yeah. Oba's promo, when he mentioned Brock, it was just like, oh, Brock's going to screw him out of King of the Ring.
Yeah, and then Oba looks stupid. Like, he asked for it. You won the match to go to the finals, and instead of talking about the two potential opponents in the finals, you're talking about a guy that's not even in the tournament. And you're, like, saying, you know, where are you? Why are you avoiding me? Even though he beat you, like, 3 weeks ago. It's very weird. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I actually liked Raw, you know, for the most part. I complain here and there, but it was all right. There's some good stuff on the show. And actually, you know, I went on a big rant after SmackDown about, like, golly, is there any direction? When this show was over, I was like, okay, there are a bunch of directions here. I don't know where they're going with them, but there's a bunch of directions. So let's go. Open up with Roman showing up. The first 10 minutes of the show was him making his way to the ring and the crowd cheering. 10 full minutes. And then finally he spoke. And he wanted everyone to acknowledge Jay. Then he wanted everyone to acknowledge Jimmy. And then Jay said, you know, there's somebody else we got to talk about. Someone else who has not been acknowledged. But a guy who he needs to acknowledge us. Everyone starts chanting for Fatu. And Roman gets in Fatu's face and he says, if you don't want to listen to the twins or acknowledge them. And Fatu grabs the mic away. And Jay's after him, but Roman holds him back. And Fatu says, listen, when it comes to Jimmy and Jay, I don't listen to them. The only person I acknowledge is my OTC. And he hands the mic back. And Roman says, good, we don't need no yes men around here. So then he demands the ring announcer bring a box. There's an Ulafala in there. He talks about how the bloodline has been running this business from the days of the Wild Samoans and Yokozuna all the way up to when our sons will be teaming, he says. And he puts the necklace around Jacob's neck, and then everyone puts up the fingers, although Jay is very reluctant. We had this Eric Andre guy in the front row, actor doing a film with Cena, and he's shaking hands with the bloodline as they leave. Jay doesn't want to shake his hand. And then this guy starts messing around with Jacob's Ulafala. He's like slapping it around. So Jacob grabs this guy and he just beats him senseless. Throws him in the ring, pummels him. Roman gives him the A-OK. He gives the guy the splash. They go to leave. Roman says, go do it again. He goes and does it again. And like the announcer is trying to tell us that this guy's like a poor innocent bystander. I was like, no. That guy grabbed the Ulafala. He's lucky that's all he got. So that guy was dead. They're doing it to plug some John Cena film that this guy's in. Io and Raquel, Queen of the Ring tournament match. I thought this was a good match. And crowd, lots of heat for this match. And Io beat her clean in the middle. So, like, they've been teasing Raquel and Liv for, like, weeks and weeks and weeks. And then, as is par for the course in this tournament, that match ain't happening. They just they got rid of it. So then Roxanne's baffled about this. She's baffled as I am. And Liv says, let's just focus on me and Dom winning this tournament. And then she walks in and tries to get Danhausen to curse Dom's opponent. I think she forgot who it was. And he wants money. She's not down with it. She leaves. Had a big Danhausen New York Knicks video package. And then Seth issued a challenge. It's him and Braun Breaker, Night of Champions, cage match. We have a lot of cage matches that weekend. Is there a cage match for that Slammiversary show yet?
No.
Not yet?
We're building to lockdown in Chicago.
Definitely cage matches on that show.
There will likely be one or two, yeah.
Yeah. We had Pierce meeting with Lyra. They're getting a tag title match next week. She's all excited. LA Knight shows up, says, I'm going to go take care of this my way. He's angry about being screwed in the King of the Ring. I forget which announcer it was, but like one of them was, they said like, LA's still upset about being knocked out of the tournament. It's like, It happened a few days ago. So just get over it. Guy wanted to win the King of the Ring and get a championship match in the second biggest show of the year. What do you mean he's still angry about it? He
it's
should
Friday.
Be.
Friday.
God.
It's Friday. It's Monday. Had the whole weekend to calm down.
And Chad Gable versus Rusev. So this is one of those matches like, this kind of was like an AEW special, actually. It's like Chad Gable has been gone. He has a legendary match that they talk about like a legendary match. They bring him back to Raw. They're pushing this guy like he's the big deal. And now it's his first match back. His first match is Chad Gable in over a year. And they put him in the ring with Rusev, who virtually never wins. And it's not even 50-50, man. Rusev dominates him in this match. And he's beating him, and he's beating him, and he's beating him, and he's beating him. And Ethan Page is out there, and Gable ends up taking him out. Rusev hits the Machka kick, gets a near fall. I mean, the crowd's into it and all, but finally Rusev puts him back in the accolade. Gable escapes, angle slam, puts him in the ankle lock, gets a submission. I was like, why was it so hard for Chad Gable to beat Rusev? And then, like, the second he wins, he can't even celebrate. They beat him down again, and they beat him up, and they send out Dragon Lee and Ray to make the save, and then they acknowledge Chad afterwards, which got a big pop. I mean, it wasn't like a disaster or anything, but, like, I can't complain about this in AEW and not complain about the exact same thing happening here. Chad Gable should have come out and killed some dude. And they should have done that for a few weeks. Establish this guy. He's back. He ain't Shorty G. He ain't putting on some mask. This is Chad Gable. Nope. He struggled to beat old Rusev.
Yeah, there was a couple near falls with Rusev that I totally bought and was like, oh my God, they're going to beat him. And thankfully they didn't, but they had me buying that he wasn't going to win.
God. And we had the Usos meeting with Roman. And Roman's like, why is this LA still running his mouth? And Jay goes, I'll go take care of this guy. And Jimmy goes, no, I'll go talk to him. So away he goes. Braun Breaker, promo about the cage match. Obviously, he vowed to win. So then we got another never-ending LA Knight promo. Now, they did this for like, I feel like it was like 3 weeks. LA Knight just came out and went on and on and on. And for like the first 2 weeks, I was like, what is the point of all of this? Like, come on. And then last week, they did a good one. I actually thought last week was good because him and Jey Uso went back and forth. And then finally, at the end, LA Knight just goes, you know what? It's respectable what you do for your family. That's great. You should take care of your family. And from the bottom of my heart, your family can go to hell. And Jay's furious, and Jimmy has to hold him back, and I was like, all right, I like it. Finally, I'm into this LA Knight versus the Usos thing, at last. So then, all right, well, you know, we spent so much time on this, like an hour and a half we spent on this over the last month. All right, he's winning King of the Ring. Nope, he gets beat. So now he comes out, he's still mad. He's angry that he got beaten, and it's all Solo's fault, and now he's blaming Solo. It's all Solo's part of the bloodline. So out comes Jimmy. And Jimmy goes, listen, whatever's going on with Solo, he's not with us. He does what he wants. And LA, you know this. And LA goes, I don't know anything. All I know is that guy.
Quite a baby face statement.
This guy thumbed me, and your brother moved on. You're trying to tell me that if I go beat that guy up, you guys aren't going to get involved. And Jimmy says, I give you my word. You go take out Solo, we will not be involved. He's not with us. So then Jay comes out, and God, this Jay.
This is where it confused me.
Jay comes out, and he says, what my brother is saying is right. We told you over and over, Solo is on his own. You got to accept that. But you know what? I'm not out here for that. I'm out here for an apology. And LA goes, what do you want? You want me to acknowledge Roman? And Jay says, no. I put you out of the King of the Ring tournament. Fair and square, one-on-one, I want you to acknowledge me. And LA goes, fair and square, Solo was out there. He thumbed me. He goes, fine. I acknowledge that you can kiss my ass. So Jay shoves him. Jimmy jumps between them. L.A. shoves Jimmy to go after Jay. So Jimmy goes after L.A., starts screaming, "You should have listened to us." Jay gets a chair. Jimmy holds him back. Jay shoves his own brother down. But then L.A. boots him, and he lays them both out with chairs. And then Fatu has to come down and put him in the Tongan death grip. So we are now 2 weeks away from Night of Champions. And L.A.'s facing somebody, and I don't know who. Is he facing Jay? Is he facing Roman? Is he facing... Spit take here goes, it's obvious L.A. Knight's going to cost Jay his King of the Ring spot. Spit take, all I have heard for the last month is how obvious this is going to be, how obvious that is going to be, how obvious this is going to be, and then every single time, that doesn't happen. So, Spit take, get back to me after Friday. We're going to find out if that happens or not. Everyone's all confident about this King of the Ring, and they every time something happens.
I guess I heard something in Jay's promo that you didn't.
What's that?
I thought Jay actually challenged LA Knight to a match on SmackDown one-on-one to prove that the King of the Ring thing wasn't a fluke. That's what I thought he said, which confused me because LA Knight then just decided to fight him now and not accept the match. I must have heard something you didn't.
Well, Jay can't because Jay's got his...
Does he got the next round?
I think he does, yeah.
Is that the Javon match?
I'll look at the little brackets here in a second. Charlotte and Roxanne, God bless both of them. I thought this match sucked. I thought the wrestling was... I mean, the fans weren't into it. The wrestling... I mean, Charlotte was very slow on this evening. Alexa interfered. Liv interfered. There's all of these people interfering. None of this led to the finish. And ends up with Roxanne just trying pop rocks. Charlotte avoids it and puts her in the figure eight for the submission.
Yeah, at one point, Liv ran Alexa Bliss face first into the post, and it played into nothing.
Yes.
Charlotte was on the top rope at that corner. Alexa goes into it, and the match just continues, and it never mattered. And I was just like, what happened?
So then we've got... this guy is like... So anyway, Javon comes down to the ring. He's interrupted by Logan Paul. Logan, in theory, tried to get him to join the Vision. He's not down with this. He goes, I see where this is going. Let's fight. It's Theory versus Javon. And Javon ends up going for the OG cutter. Braun runs down, spears him out of midair, kills this guy dead on a doornail.
Poor bugger in half.
Hey, at least they didn't pin him. Couldn't believe it. And so after the match, both Montez and Dawkins ran down, and they made the save. Once again, Spit Take says 99% of people have always thought Oba would win. Actually, no. 99% of people have figured that Oba is getting screwed by Brock Lesnar. Everyone thought it was going to happen in the first round. Then they thought it was going to happen in the second round. And now everyone's expecting it to happen in the finals. Nobody is expecting Oba to win at this point. Maybe he will. But, like, you, Spit Take, might think that he was going to win from the beginning. But, like, no one else has. Everyone has expected Brock from day one to screw this guy out of the tournament. And Oba and Dom in the King of the Ring match, there was no Brock. Oba beats him. Pop-up powerbomb, clean in the ring. Pretty much a one-sided smashing. Kicked out of the Bell Hammer 619 and Big Splash at one. And, yeah, pinned the guy. And then, yes, after winning, he cuts a promo. And he says, one more match, and the ruler will have his crown. I will beat, he says, whoever I have to beat. Javon? Jay? Or Brock Lesnar? Like, Brock's not in the tournament, brother. And then he goes... Brock, why are you ducking me? And I was like, you had a match 3 weeks ago, and he pinned you in the middle of the ring after seven F5s. How is he ducking you? And then he pretty much says that he is going to end up the King of the Ring, and Brock is just going to be a guy who ran from him. And I was like, so you're asking him to interfere in the King of the Ring finale and put you out of this. It was a very weird ending. So, wasn't high on the ending promo for that reason, but I thought otherwise a very good show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
For Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I never wanted my kids to get into this business, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do with old Hanalei. What a heel. A natural heel.
Wonder where she gets that.
That's what she is. Her kindergarten graduation was today. I tried to get cute pics, and that wasn't happening.
She looks like you after you found out Javon lost again.
She basically did. I'm gonna send that one to my super followers. They can see this. Actually, maybe I just name the school. I won't do that. But anyway, yeah, she ain't happy. Although she is happy to graduate. It's the funny thing. They gave him a little hat and a graduation certificate for getting out of. Here's another good one. I'm sending him all to Lance.
He can for getting out of kindergarten.
Yeah. That looks like that Stephanie McMahon. Remember that Stephanie McMahon when something happened to her in the 90s? And she did that screaming face?
When something happened to her in
the
90s.
Yeah, something happened. Like, her wedding got ruined. Remember something happened with her wedding or something? I forget what it was.
Which wedding? She had a few.
That's true. So anyway, we got to wrap it up, guys. But later on, it's going to be the Brian and Vinny show. We're going to review an NXT from like a long time ago.
14 years ago.
14 years ago this week. And we're going to do that for a month, and then we'll move on to something else. Hey, listen, I told Vinny it was on him. He had to make a choice, and he made an unpopular choice. So take it out on him, not me. That's the that's my lesson to all of you. Always take it out on Vinny, not
always,
me.
Always pass the heat.
Yeah, and then I got to watch the actual NXT. I have to watch 2 hours of NXT today. Good God. spit take here, I'm pretty sure might actually be Triple H. Very much trying to explain this storyline. All right, we gotta wrap it up, everybody. We're out of here. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.